I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Pride. You have reached a stop on our Acast Audio Pride Parade, where we travel around the world to hear from our LGBTQ plus creators on what Pride means to them. So grab your whistle, get your face paint on, and settle into a special celebration of Pride. And at the end of this podcast, we'll hear where our Audio Pride Parade is heading next. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Kenzel Slays, and I have the podcast called Sex and Prejudice. And we talk everything queer, black, shenanigans, culture, tradition, and a little bit of what? Religion, honey. Happy fucking Pride. It's 12:30 and I'm sitting in the sauna of my hotel room where I have the biggest party of my podcast, Sex and Prejudice. So growing up for me as an LGBTQ plus person, first of all, I lived my first of a half life in Burundi. She's an East African girl, born and raised into a Christian community, in a Christian conservative community. I was very much brought up to the thought of thinking that gay people are the devil, the worst. We're just dehumanizing myself, my community. And growing up, I didn't know so much about like queer community, about myself. And then moving to Sweden, every day I feel like Sweden has given me different insights, because now I'm able to be touching the most deepest parts of myself that I couldn't do before when I was living in a Christian community, in a Christian conservative community, in a Christian African conservative community. So now when I'm in Sweden, I'm out here doing my gay shit. Shout out to me doing gay shit. But also, like, I just want to talk about the good things about part, like, being a queer person living in this world, because I have found a different love for me, a different respect, and she's slaying. But right now I'm sitting. Do you guys want to know where I'm sitting? I am sitting right now in the biggest hotel room, in the biggest suite. You understand? Because we're moving different. We're doing big things. And I am very much proud of myself. I'm very much proud of my producer. I'm very much proud of my team. Because we just be inspiring people. And I just want to inspire people, like, just let them know, like, being gay, it doesn't mean that you are the devil. You are the worst of the worst of the humankind. Because, no, bitch, you are actually the best. You are an angel. You are a star. You are a VIP type of people. I just want you to know. I just want you to know that you matter. You are loved, you is important, and you is very much queer as fuck, and you better motherfucking own it. And I just want to say that I am proud to be me, and that I know that I'm coming from a background that is conservative and very much Christian, Catholic, you know. Them motherfuckers have been toxic as fuck. I just want to say that I'm so proud to be sitting here with you guys, and you guys are listening to me. This podcast, Sex and Prejudice! And telling you guys, like, you know, because I'm from a Christian background. You guys need to understand, like, it's a Catholic way. And I'm here. I'm free. I'm one of y'all. I am so proud to be sitting here with you guys. I'm so proud to have come a long way. And I'm just cherishing the whole queer community. And I just want to say I love you guys and thankful for you guys for listening to my podcast, Sex and Prejudice. Hey. Remember that you are loved, important, cherished, okay? Do not forget that. So the LGBTQ community in Stockholm City is nowhere to be found. For the first, nowhere to be found, okay? Because I don't feel like there's no community in here, but I'm celebrating. As you hear, she's drunk, she's lit, she's tipsy, she's out here having fun, and I'm trying to bring my own community to the Sex and Prejudice podcast, okay? You understand? But I feel like we should work more, do more to bring out POC brown people, POC African people, POC black people into the fucking community. That's what I'm saying. Period. So tonight, I'll be partying, twerking, shaking on somebody's son. And doing the most because it's Pride Week. I'm doing the gay shit. And we out here living the best life. I am going to Hera. That is a gay, lesbian fucking club. And I'm going to support my women. Because what? Lesbian women be supporting us day one. So gays, remember what? Support your lesbian women. Tomorrow, I'll be going to the Pride Parade. And I'm going behind Mosquito, where I'm represented as a human being. Okay? Caribbean, Latin, hip-hop. African music. Start, I'm a piano. You understand? We're having so much fun tomorrow, and I'm gonna do the most of the gay shit. Okay, I just wanna thank AF Production. I just wanna thank Six Fado, Six of Prejudice. I just wanna thank Lilo and Acos for having me as the final guy to end this Audio Pride Parade. Hey, gang, 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 gang. You can follow the podcast at x.fordoom, and you can follow me at Kenzel Slays. Okay, listen, guys, happy fucking Pride! We're doing this! Gang, 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 gang. Talk, Valentina.
Welcome to Pride. You have reached the last stop on our Acast Audio Pride Parade, where we travel around the world to hear from our LGBTQ plus creators on what Pride means to them. The parade has visited Chicago, Sydney, Paris, and Toronto, to name a few. And you can learn more about where to find the Pride episodes on Acast's social media channels. So grab your whistle, get your face paint on, and settle into a special celebration of Pride.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.